I feel good. It's good to be, like I said at the beginning, it's good to be back on the field with the guys. We're just wearing helmets, so it's, I don't know if I'd really classify it as real football, but it's as close as we're allowed to get, so we're taking advantage of the opportunity and we're enjoying it.
Coach says it's more of a passing camp right now. How's that affect you? What
I would
doing?
Say that's a pretty accurate description. You know, as a defensive lineman, it's you're only allowed to do so much because of the rules, so you know, it is what it is, obviously. I'll keep my thoughts to myself, I suppose. But, yeah, the passing camp is very accurate assessment.
Because of all that, how much have you been able to learn from or interact with Vince Wilfork, and what's it been like having him around?
Oh, it's good. Vince is great. The guy cracks me up. I don't know if you saw his jersey the first couple of days of camp, but I was dying laughing at it. And then, he's just got so much experience. You know, it's good for the young nose guards, for them to learn from him, for us to be able to kind of, you know, he'll go over there and take the nose guards after practice, and I'll take the ends. And it's really nice to be able to have that experience and that leadership in the room.
You guys seem like you're taking the knee, spending a lot of time chit-chatting, getting to know each other. I mean, are you developing kind of that chemistry with him on all sides?
Oh, yeah. No, I think it's obviously we have a lot of respect for each other. So, it's just fun to hang out. This is the time of year where you get to know your teammates, you get to build that chemistry, especially with new guys. So it's always great to hang out with him, and I'm enjoying it.
You've always told us, JJ, that you work on your entire game. Any specific you're trying to hone in on, get better at this offseason?
Just trying to really, it's self-analyzation. See what I can do to really pick apart my game and be my harshest critic. I think that's the most important thing. So I watch the film, try and figure out really exactly where I can improve. And sometimes it's something as little as a step being an inch out of place, or a hand placement being half an inch inside, half an inch outside, lower or higher. And then you start studying the other guys and what they do and how you can impact the game based off of what they're trying to do to you. So it's a whole lot of study, but it obviously pays off once the season rolls around.
How much does it impact on you what teams, the league is trying to adjust to you every game? How much does that impact what you're trying to do this offseason as they try to adjust and find ways?
Yeah, it's kind of like a high-stakes chess match. It's constantly moving. It's a lot of fun. I think that's what makes it so exciting is you know that everybody's going to try and throw everything in the kitchen sink at you, and you have to try and find a way to combat it. But that's what I love. I love the challenge. I love the opportunity. And, that's what you kind of live for is to have that kind of respect.
They announced that you're going to have joint practices with the Redskins. I know you always like to, you know, the competition when you go against another team. So
it's fun. I love competing. I love the opportunity to go against somebody else. You know, training camp can be one of those times that can be long when you're facing the same people over and over again, especially when it's your own guys. So the opportunity to play another team and see new faces, see new schemes is going to be fun. And the chance to go up, I think it's in Richmond, Virginia, right? Go see a new area, see some new people. So it'll be fun.
Is there anything you've learned about Vince's personality that has been interesting to you?
It's pretty much what I thought it would be. He's a jolly guy. He's who uses jolly to describe a person? I mean, I don't know if that's whatever. The guy's a jolly guy. He's a good dude. He's a really good guy. Jeez, what am I saying? Good dude.
Santa.
Oh, no, he's a great guy. We have many conversations about Killen's Steakhouse and barbecue. He's been there. Vince claims to be a pretty good barbecuer, so I'm looking forward to tasting that. So we'll see how it goes. He's big into horse racing, so had some conversations about horse racing. So yeah.
Do you have any words that you would like to give to PFT commenter, somebody who talks to you on Twitter?
No, I just saw some of his stuff, so I figured I would reach out. It's one of those. It's like The Onion, right? It's like that type of thing, like where they like just write stuff on purpose. So, people find it funny, so it's great. You know, all more power to you.
Would you use those workouts against the Redskins to experiment on some things? How do you view when you go up against them in camp?
Yeah, no, I use everything. So those practices definitely, but also OTAs, training camp. Those are the times where you try out new moves. Those are the times that you experiment with new things and see what you're capable of and what you're not. I'm sure you'll see plenty of that come training camp. You'll see it now if you watch closely. There's new moves you try. Sometimes you fail. Sometimes you fall on your ass, and that's just the way it goes. But that's how you get better. You try and figure out what you can and can't do, and you try and figure out where your skill set can take you. And those practices will be key for that, yeah.
J.J., Bill was just talking about there's still a shot Quisenberry can play this year. What's it like just for you guys and this team to just see this guy out here and maybe getting this close to potentially coming back?
Yeah, no, it's incredible. I mean, what that guy has done in the past year is incredible, and he's such an inspiration. I mean, it's to watch what he's done and how he's handled everything and the attitude he's had. It's so cool to see him out there every single day and to see how hard he works, even though he's not on the field. I mean, he's not practicing right now, but he's in every meeting. He's studying everything. Last year he got the film sent to his iPad. I mean, the guy is just – he loves the game. He loves being around it, and he's doing everything that he can to get back out there. And for us, I mean, it puts everything into perspective for us to be able to have that experience firsthand on our end and to be able to be there and support him, but then also to see what he's been going through and to know – how fortunate we are. I mean, it's awesome. So every single day when you see him out there, it's just like, this is awesome. Like, I can't wait to see him back out there actually in pads. And I know he can't wait either. So it's going to be pretty cool.
This is kind of an offbeat question, but right. They asked us to ask it to you guys. Do you think LeBron is the greatest athlete in the world?
You're asking an athlete that, so I mean, it's I don't know. Like I said, I'm not a big judger on lists or opinions or anything. That's for the general public. That's for everybody else to decide. I'm an athlete myself, so I'm just trying to be the best one I can be, and I leave that up to you guys. That's what you guys get paid to write about. I just get paid to play.
Could you block his shot?
He's like 2 inches taller than me, I think, right?
Elite.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never tried.
Could he block you?
Probably. He's pretty good. I don't know. I haven't watched much of the game, so I got to – they're on so late. It's ridiculous. I don't know what's going to – even the Rockets games are on so dang late. We got to go to bed, NBA, so get it together. but yeah. No, I don't know. The guy's pretty darn good. I know that. I know he's the best basketball player I've seen, so I'll give him that.